Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The hour, thanks very much for hanging out here. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Very excited about having our good friend Elise Menon back on the show. Elise is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We're celebrating her 20th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust this week. She's the founder of Marketing Mentor, and she is one of the top experts on marketing that I've ever known, and I've known a lot of people like that. And she especially helps people who are smaller companies, and that's a real talent. That's a unique, special talent that is sorely needed in the marketplace. She's the author of a number of books, including The Art of Self-Promotion and many others, and she's our good friend, Elise Menon. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be here.
Marketing and Pricing, The Designer's Guide to Marketing and Pricing, How to Win Clients and What to Charge Them. That's a big deal. That's one thing you've helped people a lot with over the years. Elise, we've talked about that, is how to charge people for their stuff. But this is not just your 20th anniversary with me. Thank you very much for that. This is you got another milestone to celebrate, don't you?
Yes, in 1988, I was fired from my second job out of college, and I decided I was never working for anyone again. And so it's been 30 years.
Who would fire you? What kind of a creep would fire Elise Menon? Folks, I've known Elise
really
a long time. We've met each other more than once. She's the sweetest person. Who would fire you, Elise? What kind of a creep would fire you?
I'm not necessarily that sweet, and I'm definitely unemployable. And the thing is that I didn't realize that I could have quit. I think I wanted to quit, but I didn't know how, so I got myself fired.
That is so funny. How did you feel when that happened?
I was really angry. I was mad, and I just decided I was never working for anyone again. Because all bosses must be that way. And, of course, it wasn't his fault. It was my fault. And it really was the best thing that ever happened to me, and now I could never go back.
Did you go back and thank him eventually?
I did send him a thank you note. I once ran into him in New York and didn't really have the presence of mind to be grateful in that moment, but
right.
On reflection, I was, so I sent a thank you note.
Well, good for you. Well, I was downsized twice in 18 months in the late 80s. And I say downsized. That's my nice way of saying one time was downsized. The other one, I guess you might could say I was fired. But the truth is they basically disbanded the whole group. Anyway, the long story less long, I was like you. I said, now, even though I'd been working for 23 years, I'd been in corporate America for 23 years. I'd had a lot of bosses and been a boss. But I just decided that I didn't need any help screwing up my life. I could do that by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I started my
business.
A year later than you.
Yes. And so I've just been thinking about it since it's the 30-year anniversary, and what have I learned? And actually, one of the things that I've been writing about lately that seems to be getting lots of positive response and feedback is this idea of putting yourself and your business first ahead of your client, because so many people, for some reason, believe that the clients are more important than themselves, and the paying work is the real work, and the marketing and everything that they do to grow the business and build the business is not quite as important as something they do kind of in between or on the side or when there's time. And, of course, in this fast-paced world we live in, there's never time. So I've been writing and talking a lot about the Me First movement, hashtag Me First, and what it means to carve out time as if your life depends on it, because, in fact, it does.
Mm-hmm. Carve out time for your own planning, your own corporate company's well-being? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, see, this is akin to what I talk about when I talk about being the CEO. Take time out to be the CEO of your company, because it's the CEO's job to be responsible for the long-term health of the business.
Right, and you have to be looking ahead, and your marketing is the way you plan and get the clients that are coming or the customers that are coming in the
right.
future, whereas the current clients, yes, they're important because they're paying your bills and more, but they're not as important. I just think people over-prioritize current clients. Clients are a dime a dozen. There are plenty of them out there. You can go find more. Don't worry about them.
Well, I do agree with you in one thing that I think you're saying. I do think people sort of mush marketing and sales together. I think they put those two together in a way that's not helpful. That's kind of what you're talking about, isn't it?
Well, yes and no. I mean, you're saying sales is more in the present and marketing is about the future. That's what I hear. Which
yeah, that's
true.
What well, I thought. That's what you just said. And if it is, I think I'm not so sure. I guess what I'm getting at is sometimes I think people conflate marketing and sales, whether it's regardless of which one's in the future or not. But they conflate those, and I think they're two different activities. It bothers me when I see marketing people controlling, heavily influencing sales.
That's because you're a sales guy.
Well, exactly right.
And you referenced one of my books, The Designer's Guide to Marketing and Pricing, and I would make the point also that often pricing problems have marketing solutions, because if the people you're trying to sell to can't afford to buy your services and products as you price them
right.
for profitability, then you have a marketing problem, not a pricing
and
problem.
And I agree with that 100%. I agree with that 100%. Yeah. Yeah, no. By the time the salesperson gets in front of the customer, all that stuff has to be sorted out and proven. It's not the salesperson's job to go analytical. It's not their job to do that. Their analytics is about what the customer needs and how to solve a problem, not about the product or the pricing.
Right, but when you are business, as is the case with many of my clients and many people who are now becoming self-employed, they are the business, so they do both marketing and sales. They just change hats.
Mm-hmm. So when we come back, I want to spend some more time on when you got started and what you learned since then. We're going to do that after the break. Marketing-mentor.com, right?
Yes, thank you for the hyphen. I love that you put the hyphen.
There you go, marketing. I know your website, marketing-mentor. After 20 years, are you kidding me? Marketing-mentor.com, folks. Check it out. You'll thank me later. A lot of cool stuff there. She can help you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.